Welcome to a beginner's guide to investing.
But before that, I'm excited to announce that I've collaborated with a few very interesting podcasters. So be sure to check them out if you're interested. Let's roll a quick promo.
Hello, my lovelies. My name is Chantelle, and I'm the host over at Lady Justice True Crime. Lady Justice is a weekly podcast that covers fascinating cases, both past and present, from around the UK and Ireland. Some of them are strange, many are unbelievable, all of them are completely unique and are someone's story. So please come join me on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In a world of utter randomness, one podcast stood out from the bunch. And it was The Amazing World of Talking Shiz.
Sorry, I had to clear my throat there. It's just mainly randomness.
And focus is definitely not being focused on at all.
No. Our podcast is definitely no theme at all. It's literally random and talk about literally everything and throwing in random jokes at any given time.
Yeah. We're on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. So go ahead, tune in. New episodes weekly.
And we're international.
International.
Very, yes. Very well. So tune in. Follow us on Twitter. See you there.
The most important thing in investing is to start as early as possible. The earlier you start, the more beneficial it's going to be. This is because you can take advantage of compound interest, which Albert Einstein called the eighth wonder of the world. The sooner you start, the earlier you can start making mistakes and learning from these mistakes. It's an enriching process, and your risk tolerance is going to be much lower, since a mistake in your 20s or 30s isn't the same as a mistake in your 50s or 60s. When you have to be more conservative in your investment strategy since you're nearing retirement. The first thing you'll learn in many investment books is to pay yourself first. If you don't have much money saved up which you can put aside in an investment, you have to start saving up money. This is one of the most important decisions you can take. Take a percentage of your salary and put that into your savings account, which you can later invest in yourself. It can be 10%, 20%, 30% or more. It depends on how you manage your expenses. It should always be money that you don't need in the present. You're sacrificing the money to let it grow and later benefit from high returns in the future. For beginners, you can start investing a minimum of 10% of your salary per month. Alright, so if you have that money saved up, you shouldn't be investing in stuff that you don't know much about. The absolute first thing is to invest in yourself. Read books, watch online courses, learn about a specific investment that you like, dividend stocks, exchange-traded funds, precious metals, real estate investment funds, an online business. Explore the different options and find a niche that you feel passionate about. You should never be in a position in which you're living paycheck to paycheck. Your income should never equal your expenses. A lot of people who get salary increases fall into lifestyle inflation, in which there is an increase in spending when your income goes up. This is a deadly trap. So if you have student loans, a mortgage, credit card debt, focus on paying that off first. Secondly, you have to live frugally. Eat at home, don't spend on luxuries or cars you can't afford. Always have your income exceed your expenses so that you can save up money and start investing in yourself and in different assets. You need to know how much you're earning and spending each month, especially the expenses part. This is absolutely vital for your financial independence. If you don't have this, please start doing it now. You must have a crystal clear image on how much you're spending and on what you're spending the money on, so that you can focus on minimizing the expenses. A very small percentage of people do this, and you'll already be way ahead of the game. It's also important to get an emergency fund of at least 6 months' worth of expenses. Who knows what can happen in life? You might lose your job, need surgery, or have to pay other extraordinary expenses. Don't fall into get-rich-quick schemes. Getting rich is all about consistency and habit. This is what makes most people millionaires. So once you have saved up a percentage of your income and are investing in yourself, let's say that you start being interested in ETFs. Low-fee instruments that track a certain index such as the S&P 500, 500 largest companies in the United States. All you need to do is to invest on a monthly basis without trying to time the market, taking advantage of dollar cost averaging. Some months might be higher, other months might be lower, but on average, you'll get a decent return of around 7% over the long term. The economy always recovers, so in a recession, there's a great opportunity to buy more since they'll be much cheaper than usual. You'll also receive dividends, which are a payout that you get for holding these investments, since you actually own a part of the company. As a shareholder, you're entitled to some of the company's profit paid out in dividends. These dividends are passive income, which you should be reinvesting in your ETFs to let the magic of compound interest make your money grow even more money. It's important to know the distinction between ETFs and mutual funds. Mutual funds are actively managed funds that seek to predict market trends and invest in safer or riskier investments depending on these trends. These are commonly used by financial institutions convincing people who do not know much about finance that they are great investments. You are agreeing to give money to the bank so that they can invest it for you. Hence why they are mutual funds, and they assure you'll get a good profit. You can choose between conservative or more aggressive investments. The riskier, the higher the potential yield. The problem is that they have quite high commissions. A lot of mutual funds charge fees up to 2%, no matter how good the fund is doing. They could be losing your money, and they would still charge you the fees, since the fund managers still need to get paid. The more one changes their strategy and portfolio allocation, the more likely they are to commit a terrible mistake and end up losing a great deal of money. And on top of that, most mutual funds can't even beat the market returns. An ETF is a passively managed investment that tracks the movements of a certain market index such as the S&P 500. Instead of buying individual stocks of each of the 500 companies, which cost a fortune, an ETF allows you to buy a piece of all these 500 companies for a very low price. A popular one is the Vanguard's S&P 500 ETF. Plus, they have very low commissions, since there is no financial manager actively managing the funds. Warren Buffett made a $1 million bet that he could do better than most actively managed funds. His strategy? Simply putting money in a low-cost S&P 500 ETF. He actually bet right before the financial crisis of 2008 and ended up losing more than a third of his value, while the other hedge funds lost 26%. However, Warren knew that this would be a long-term game. And he was right. After 10 years, he had gained 85% compared to 22% of the actively managed fund. And he was declared the winner of the $1 million bet, which he donated. While Buffett might not be your typical passive investor, this shows the power of an ETF. As Warren Buffett says, if you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you will have to work until you die. As investors, we want to preserve our capital and get the best returns possible. We feel quite a dopamine rush seeing green numbers in our investments, even though as investors, we know it's all a long-term game. Contrary to speculators or day traders who are focused in the short term, trying to figure out where stocks are headed by looking at past price performances and trying to predict the behavior of the most irrational and emotion-based entity, the stock market. In behavioral finance, the behavior gap describes the difference between the higher returns that investors might potentially earn in a diversified portfolio and the lower rates of returns they actually earn because of their behavior, moving the money around in an emotional response to whatever is happening in the markets. A diversified portfolio is mostly balanced, and even though there might be heavy storms, it will overcome them over the long term. Investors who panic and sell to avoid losing more will end up playing a catch-up game, just as a rat race, an endless pursuit of trying to gain back the money they have already lost. However, if you understand the market and you know that it has ups and downs and just wait for the long term, you'll be guaranteed a decent yield of return. So do not panic and do not follow the masses. Warren Buffett puts it perfectly. Be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. To summarize, the earlier you invest, the better. Pay yourself first, invest in your knowledge. Your income should always exceed your expenses. Make a budget and focus on minimizing your expenses. Get an emergency fund. Start investing long term with dollar cost averaging and reinvest the dividends. And understand the psychology of your behavior. If you found the information useful, please share with your friends and family. Thanks for watching. Until next time.